This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
It was announced earlier this week that Carol Baskin is a bisexual. Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that coming?
Kinda. You know what? I didn't, but I should have. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of headbands.
She has been eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, but...
Oh, wow.
But not only has she had 3 husbands... Did she have 3?
That's what... I guess she said 3... Who knows where the first one is, and also who knows where the second one is.
Right. But she also had a wife.
What?
Yeah. She announced that she had a non-sexual wife back in the day. She said that she could have just
Don't we all?
I would have made me do it.
Carol Baskin said that she could have as easily have married the woman in her life as she did with Don Lewis and Howard Baskin, her
ex-husbands.
But she said that her quote-unquote wife was heterosexual and the boundaries were always respected. So sex was off the table. They loved each other in a platonic way. And her partner did all of the cooking, took care of the home, even was a secretary to Carol Baskin's real estate business. Carol said she doesn't want to reveal the woman's identity to protect her from the media.
Sure.
But it seems like they were together sometime in the mid to late 80s.
But were they, so they got divorced? They actually, no, if it was the mid 80s, she couldn't have been legally married.
Technically, same-sex marriage okay, was illegal. So
hold on. So Carol's big announcement is she had a best friend.
Well, and a roommate.
This is such a dumb story. Get Carol on the phone. I want to yell at her. Because
You think this is just an attention grab?
100%.
Do you think this woman even exists?
Do I think Carol Baskin had a friend once? Yes, I
do. No, but I mean this, like, that she called her wife.
I don't think the woman knows that.
Okay.
Probably. I don't know.
Now, what if you found out that they slept in the same bed?
I mean, then that's kind of tiptoeing into this, into the sexual part.
Well, no, I've slept in the same bed with girlfriends a million times. There's nothing sexual about it. That's just where you sleep.
Okay, well, then they slept. Okay, well, then you just answered your own question.
Does it get you closer, though, to believing that they did call each other wives?
I don't know. I don't know. It just seems like such an intention. This is how... 60-year-old woman gets thirsty.
Like she's, wow.
Like she can't post sexy pictures
Crappy
on
pics.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So instead she has to say stuff like, I was bisexual. Anyone want to buy me a drink? And then, like, you know, now we're all buying her a drink. Really, Carol? Tell us why.
Uh-huh.
And now she's trying to dig her way out of the hole, and she has to go, yes, I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
And it wasn't sexual, and we never kissed. And
why would she say that it wasn't sexual? Why not just, like, if it's not true, just keep it? Yeah, it was. Was it sexual? When wasn't it?
Probably because she's zicked out by it.
Oh, so you think that Carol's not even bisexual?
No, I think that she's making all this up.
Wouldn't you believe it more if you found out that one of the Tigers was who she called her wife?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I would believe that.
This is Nala.
Yeah, me and Nala. Just, you're going to name a tiger Nala? Come on, Katie. But we'll go along with this.
But this is Carol Baskin would name it.
So she thinks it's funny?
Yeah.
Okay. This is my tiger, Nala. Don't bring up the fact that she's a tiger. And she and I have just like this connection. Like I walk in the morning to throw her half a deer. And she's just, I can just see, she looks at me and I can just see, like, I look back and we take long blinks at each other so that they know we trust each other.
She cooks for me.
Do you think that, I mean, it is rumored that maybe she had some sort of involvement in the disappearance of her ex-husband, Dawn.
Yeah, if it's
maybe
Nala.
She did.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
Nala and I shared our husband.
Do you think he disappeared because he found out Carol Baskin's secret?
That she is actually married unofficially to an animal?
Yeah, maybe.
I think if anything, her tiger lover got jealous and just snapped his head off.
Oh, so Carol had nothing to do with it.
Carol keeps saying she had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
And so now maybe I'm starting to believe her.
But maybe she did. Maybe she helped cover it all up.
Well, of course, she's trying
walked in.
Nala, what are you doing?
Nala! No!
Don, no.
Oh, he's so far away.
This is my first husband.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.